Hundreds of thousands of people are released each year from federal and state prisons, and many former inmates complain that when they try to reintegrate into society, their record often stands in the way. Well, some state and local governments are using little-known provisions in their penal codes to allow criminal records to be erased. From member station KALW and New American Media, Hannah Baba reports on one program in San Francisco County.
This is the only way that you would go through the Clean Slate program, is if you fill out this Clean Slate program application.
In interview room A at the San Francisco Public Defender's Office, a young mother, Tishana Curtis, sits with her baby in her lap, holding the hand of an older child. 6 years ago, she was convicted for possession of narcotics.
Convictions in any other county?
No sense.
And was your probation interrupted? You didn't get arrested in any other places while you were on probation?
No.
Was your probation violated at all?
No.
If your probation was successfully completed, you should be entitled to have the expungement.
Curtis is told she can get her narcotics conviction erased from her public record, thanks to a San Francisco County program called Operation Clean Slate.
My name is Demaris Evans, and I'm the attorney in charge of the Clean Slate program.
Evans is a San Francisco deputy public defender. She sits at a desk in an office where the walls are covered with colorful thank you cards sent by people she's represented. She sifts through files of the day's clients.
Today was a very light day. The average is anywhere from 20 to 30 people.
The Clean Slate program helps former convicts who've served their terms, completed their probation, and can prove they are rehabilitated. If they can do that, the county will help clear their criminal records. Otherwise, Evans says, that record might stand in their way.
It precludes them from getting housing, from getting licenses and certifications, getting bonded, sometimes student aid, immigration consequences. So we help to get that conviction dismissed and set aside so that it will no longer be an obstacle from those types of things.
Deputy Evans says most crimes can be erased. Even murder, rape, and armed robbery can be expunged if the person has completed probation. But Evans says there are exceptions.
There's a number of cases that are considered serious sex offenses requiring a registration requirement. And if that has to do with sex with a child under 14 years old, then it cannot be expunged.
California is one of only a handful of states that allows a wide range of convictions to be erased. It has supporters, but it also has critics, like Frances Luster. She served as a San Francisco probation officer for 20 years before she retired last year.
I did refer some of my defendants to the Clean Slate programs, but they were not habitual criminals, and the offense were not murder or robbery. I just didn't want to take the chance in case they decided to reconnect with the victim and they lost it. I didn't want to bear that responsibility, so I did not refer them.
Luster's perspective on the criminal justice system has been shaped by personal tragedy. 15 years ago, her only son, Kofi, was murdered. Now she's an advocate for groups including Crime Victims United.
There are some victims who, they've been so wounded from their loss. So it is really, really difficult for some victims to get past that, all right? And a good number of the victims are really struggling to understand how the public defender could have such a program.
Although Clean Slate Program Director Evans does empathize with victims' families, she still strongly believes rehabilitated ex-offenders deserve the second chance.
I can understand how someone could be forever kind of stuck in the retribution thing, but I think that it doesn't serve anyone, including them, to have someone forever ostracized and precluded from being able to change their life around and to contribute to society.
And for Evans, it's also personal.
I'm a recovering drug addict myself, and I led a life of crime and using substances and committing crimes on a daily basis by having narcotics on me and doing things that drug addicts do, stealing and, you know, writing bad checks and all of those things.
Now rehabilitated, Evans believes nobody should have to wear their mistakes on their sleeves forever. Most state penal codes would allow programs similar to San Francisco's Clean Slate, but only a handful of counties nationwide have been actively promoting expungement programs like this one. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Baba in San Francisco.